Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Tradesmen who've gotten a special after-hours offer on the job. Did you drill that drywall? Story 1. I used to install home internet in rural areas. One day, I showed up for an installation just as the husband was leaving after his lunch. He was in a good mood, and we chatted for a moment. He let me know the place wasn't locked, his wife was home, and that I could just start the installation. I began with the outdoor part, then went inside to finish up. It was a beautiful old farmhouse, so I took my time and made sure the installation was as clean and unobtrusive as possible. A few minutes after I started working inside, the wife came out of the bedroom, all done up in lingerie and makeup. I had my phone out to use as a flashlight, so I quickly started recording audio because I figured things were about to get weird. I really didn't want to have to explain to the husband why his wife was standing there with so little clothes, her package hanging out of a cupless bra, full makeup, etc., especially since he looked like he could pick up a round bale on his own. Despite about 10 minutes of flirting I've ever been subjected to, I made it out of there with the install done, their devices set up, and I was sitting across from the wife running a speed test from her husband's laptop. It was at this point that I got an idea, a sneaky, clever, and brilliant idea. See, I'd been using the line, "Ma'am, I have to finish this install, or my boss will be wondering what's taking so long," the whole time. She thought that meant I'd be down to clown around after the install. With a little leading, she told me her husband usually gets home at 7 and does nothing but sit on the computer instead of giving her what she deserves. Perfect. So, I quickly made a little bat file to do the following. 1. Start a 3-hour timer, so it would time out around 8 p.m. 2. After the timer was up, display a message on the computer saying, "Your wife tried to cheat on you with me. I have an audio recording as proof. My number is X, the internet guy." I then got the signature that the install was done, went to put away my tools, threw everything into the back of my work truck, and hauled ass like a bat out of hell. I quickly called my boss and explained everything. He thanked me for the heads up and assured me the company's reputation was covered. At 9 p.m., I got a phone call. At 9:15, I sent the recording. At midnight, I got a text saying, "Thank you for letting me know." As it turns out, she was also sleeping with my brother. Freaking hell. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button, and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. I delivered pizzas for a local mom-and-pop pizza shop more than 30 years ago. There was one house that would call in orders, and the other drivers would openly argue over whose turn it was to deliver to this address. Being the new guy on the crew, I never got the chance, nor would they tell me what the deal was, so my imagination ran wild. Well, one day the stars aligned, and I finally got the opportunity. To my disappointment, it turned out that the deal was that it was an older gentleman who lived alone and offered a $100 tip for you to watch corn and diddle yourself while he watched. So, I sold an old guy a phone at a store I worked at, and he was talking about how he needed help at his house and asked me if I could help him. Thinking he's an old man who probably needs help moving stuff, I asked what kind of help he needed. He then took a quick look around and said, "I'll give you $100 if you let me play with your dong a little bit." I declined. He raised his offer. I still declined. I did call my girlfriend and let her know to change her attitude, because I got options, and people are willing to pay. Story 3. I used to work for a big pest control company. We typically kept our same routes so people would have a familiar face before looking at every corner of your home. I decided that I wanted to get my license and start my own business. Somehow, some of my regulars happened to hear about this and somehow got hold of my number. I obviously didn't give them this information, as a non-competition agreement forbade it. I had to wait 6 months before seeing these ex-regulars. After those 6 months were up, I gave them all a call back. I have two particularly friendly clients. One of them baked me cookies to celebrate my return. The other one offered me her cookie. I was single at the time. Figured, heck, why not? Post-nut clarity struck hard on that one. That one act gave her so much damn power over me. I knew I'd be hearing from her again, with some crazy stuff holding this over my head. Sure enough, I got a call back from her after 2 days. I thought this was the end. Heart racing, brain running, anxiety rising. Already negotiating in my head, thinking she was going to demand free pest control or something crazy. Nope, it was an infestation of ghost ants. I showed up and there was no infestation. She came up to me and I pulled away, said we need to talk, just to get on the same page. Turns out she just wanted a no-strings-attached thing. That went on for about 6 months, until she moved out of the area. She wanted to know if I'd still do her house and her 4 hours away. Had to turn that one down. It could have been a huge screw-up but turned out to be pretty fun. Story 4. When I was about 15, I started getting my hair cut by this stunning blonde woman in her mid-30s. She was always super friendly, gave me fashion tips, advice on how to carry myself, and generally just helped boost my confidence. Over the years, we got to know each other better. She'd talk about her kids and bits of her personal life during my appointments, and I really appreciated her support during those years. Fast forward to when I was 19, I had just moved out of a toxic home situation and was trying to balance community college with finding odd jobs. I mentioned this to her during a haircut, and she offered to pay me to paint her kids' room with some themed art from a kids' show. It sounded easy enough, so I agreed. The first day, which was a Friday, I came over and spent the evening taping, sketching, and putting on the first coat of paint. She left partway through to pick up her kids, and I went home. The next day, I came back early and noticed her kids weren't there again. She said they were staying at their grandparents' place so she could help me work faster. We spent the day painting and talking, nothing unusual, just good conversation. On Sunday, I showed up to finish the job. Again, no kids around. About an hour in, I casually asked if her husband was working or something because I hadn't seen him the entire time. That's when she told me they were getting divorced. And it turns out he'd been cheating on her for most of their relationship, even dating back to high school. She said she remembered me telling her a couple of years ago that I'd been cheated on in high school too and hoped I'd understand. I told her I was sorry to hear that and reassured her that she hadn't made things awkward at all. After we finished cleaning up, she paid me and then asked if I wanted to hang out for a bit and get some pizza to thank me. Sounded good to me, so I stuck around. She asked if I had a change of clothes to avoid getting paint everywhere and even offered me a shower. I thought that was a bit odd at first, but I went along with it. We ended up just chilling, eating pizza, and watching a movie. She stepped away to use the bathroom, then called me to help her with something. When I walked down the hallway, she was standing there in lingerie and kissed me. We spent the rest of the day in her bedroom, banging. Afterward, we agreed to keep things casual and fun between us. That arrangement lasted almost 2 years until she moved away to be closer to family. I still think about her sometimes. She helped me through some rough patches just by being there. I've had similar offers over the years but never took them. She was different, and I don't regret a thing. Story 5. I had a summer job in college selling textbooks, Bibles, and Bible accessories door-to-door in some suburbs on the other side of the country. I was 20. This girl answered the door. Now at this point, I had been having a lot of success, schmoozing, selling, and sometimes even flirting with the housewives and young moms, the target demographic. You make any kind of physical move on a wife and/or mom, though, all the neighbors will gossip and you might as well pick up your bag and go to the next town. Still, it felt amazing, and my ego was hugely inflated. When this girl answered the door, though, it burst apart. I was floored. Beautiful. Absurdly so. Tightest little sleeping shorts. I swear she was a 10 out of 10. And I don't even know if any of that is true, because it was one of those things that's just such an overwhelming attraction that you can't even think objectively at all. I did my most stand-up comedy version of the pitch, which really was getting giggles. She went to a rival college a few hours from mine and we talked crap back and forth. We spoke on her porch for like 20 minutes and she said I should come to this block party thing on Saturday. Said it was totally lame but that she'd tell people I was her friend and maybe I could sell some of them because their guard would be down. She gave me a blowy in her parents' den at like 11 a.m. Saturday morning and we banged later that night, and more. I basically didn't work for a week and a half. It was extra thrilling because we both perceived it as scandalous. It wasn't and went way over the top with sneaking visits and clandestine excursions. We hooked up a few times over the next years and dated seriously after college for a year or two. It wasn't a great relationship, but I clung to that memory of her leaning against the doorframe, giggling, her getting me a $500 commission, and her slurping my yogurt. Story 6. I was painting a house once, doing prep work in the master bedroom, when I came across something I'd never seen before. A vision board. Being Mexican, I wasn't familiar with the concept, so I was honestly a little flabbergasted. It was covered in pictures of couples making out, with words like romance, love, and happiness written all over it. While I was standing there just kind of taking it in, the homeowner, this woman, walked into the closet, saw me looking at her vision board, and immediately flipped it over without saying much. From that point on, things got weird. For the next few hours, she just followed me around the house while I worked, pointing out little spots that needed touch-ups, even when they really didn't. The whole time she was being super flirty, like overtly flirty. At one point she even asked, dead serious, "Would you mind me on top?" I kind of froze. Meanwhile, the house had pictures of her husband everywhere, and there were cameras in every room, so I knew that if I so much as humored her, it could blow up in my face. The next day I showed up for work like normal, but my boss pulled me aside. He told me that the husband had been watching the security cameras and wasn't happy with what he saw, and he didn't want me working in his house anymore. Somehow my boss convinced him to let me come back just to finish the job, but man, the tension in that house was unreal. I've never felt so much tension in my life. And I've also never been so sure that doing nothing was absolutely the right call. Story 7. I was offered a four-way while delivering a pizza. I declined because I had a partner. One girl was on the bed, moving all what she thought was hot. I was literally backed up into the corner in their room. The room was by the entrance, and I went in there because there was a party in the apartment, and I thought they wanted to keep their pizza hidden. Turns out one of the girls had a camera and was ready to take a picture of me unclothed to try to leverage a free pizza. That same week, I delivered a pizza to a dude with two absolutely stunning and half-dressed girls in his apartment. That was the real three-way. It was pretty hot. No one offered me anything at that time. Story 8. Not trade, but in my late teens, my friend and I used to fix computers for people in our fairly posh neighborhood. This was the early 2000s, so mostly removing adware, upgrading a hard drive, and all that. The client was in her late 30s, maybe early 40s, stay-at-home type. I'm sure her husband was working. Most people would kind of leave you to do your thing, but she rolled her Pilates ball up beside me, sat there the whole time chatting and bouncing very suggestively. Every time I pointed something out on the computer, she'd lean in way unnecessarily and steady herself on my leg, always lingering, making sure I got a good look down her top. I remember thinking it wasn't enough that I could have upped the stakes without potentially having read the situation wrong and being a total creep. In hindsight, it was a sure thing. Maybe she just got off on making me sit there with a stiffy for an hour. Anyway, as professional as I am, I wasn't biting. Strictly business, ma'am. Story 9. There was a guy at my last job who got propositioned on the job by a housewife during a repair. He accepted, thinking it would be an awesome experience. And it was until she called the office later and said that they could either toss their invoice or she'd go to the cops and get an SA kit done. They knew he'd been blackmailed, but they were still out thousands of dollars and risked having their installer be publicly accused of SA, which would kill the business since it's home repair. So, they threw away the invoice and fired him. Don't do it, guys. It's not worth it. Story 10. I used to teach martial arts, and one day, a student's mom approached me asking about private lessons for both her and her son. Totally normal request. So I said, sure, we could talk about setting something up. But then she asked if we could meet at a Barnes & Noble instead of the school because she'd be too busy to talk there. I didn't think much of it at the time, and figured maybe she just preferred a quieter place to go over the details. So, I agreed. I show up at Barnes & Noble at the agreed time and it's just her, no son, no mention of scheduling. We start chatting, and almost immediately she shifts the conversation away from martial arts. At one point, she casually asks me what I think about older women. I kinda awkwardly replied, I guess they're older, trying not to read too much into it. Then she straight up asks if I want to come back to her house. I politely declined and told her I was only there to discuss the lessons. I thought that was the end of it, but nope. Next thing I know, she calls the martial arts school I worked for and accuses me of asking her out and making inappropriate advances. Luckily, I had saved all the texts where she had asked me to meet outside the school and set up the whole thing, showed everything to my boss, and cleared my name. Story 11. I was starting my auto detailing business and was trying hard to make a good impression. During one of my first few jobs, the client's daughter came home from the gym and started giving me a hard time immediately. She kept making comments like, "Damn, now that's a hard-working man right there." Yum, and eyed me inappropriately. She brought me an ice-cold beer and cooled her cleavage with it before handing it to me. Kept walking around pretending to do stuff in the garage and front yard and would slap my rear every time she walked by. She wouldn't stop bothering me and told me how she had all this energy after the gym and needed to use it up somehow. When I was close to finishing, she started suggesting I come up and take a shower and she would give me a detail. I was stunned. I told her that it was highly inappropriate, even though the client is my future father-in-law. It still doesn't give me an excuse to fraternize. I ended up losing that argument. Story 12. I used to deliver construction products for a company we will call Rome Repo. I delivered a load of lumber to a house while the husband was out of town. She made it very clear that I could get more than the $20 tip she gave me. I was 35, and she was at least 50 at the time, and I honestly found her extremely attractive. Regardless, I said no and went on my way. The next week, I had a customer request to deliver a box of nails. It was the same woman from before. I accepted a blowy that day, we exchanged numbers, and the next day, her husband Venmo'd me $50 as a prepayment for video the next time I hung out with his wife. It took me about a week to actually be okay with it, but I spent a dozen or so nights with that woman and the husband, an OTR truck driver, apparently loved it when I did. So, over 3 months, I got laid, massaged, and fed a dozen times, and also got paid a total of something like $300. Everybody was happy, and I still keep in touch with them to this day. Story 13. Back in my early 20s, I worked as a field engineer fixing PCs in people's homes. One day, I get sent to my last job of the day. Some guy in his late 30s, solid build, opens the door wearing nothing but a towel. Weird start, but whatever. The house is boiling, like nearly 30 degrees inside, and it's maybe 5 degrees outside. He takes me to the computer and starts explaining that it freezes whenever he scrolls through pictures. As he's talking, his wife, at least I assume she was, walks in wearing hot pants and a tank top and casually starts lounging on the couch right behind us. I give her a polite hey and get to work. I start scrolling through the pictures to reproduce the issue, and they're all private pictures of his wife. Like full-on topless shots, suggestive poses, the works. My sweet, naive brain goes, "Oh no, he's accidentally left private pictures open, better just pretend I didn't see anything." So, I completely ignore it, play it cool, and act like nothing's wrong. I told them I couldn't reproduce the issue, swapped out a random part so the company would still get paid, and got the heck out of there. Later in life, I did end up entertaining one or two women I met on the job, but these days, I just take it as a compliment and head home to my peaceful, drama-free life. Story 14. I'm a woman, so this might not be a specific instance, but I have a story for you all. I'm a trucker who goes all over the place. I've met lots of men who have solicited me for my body, or even just coffee and a hangout. Truckers can be very lonely. Anyway, I was sitting at a shopper getting loaded one afternoon when some regular workers were doing something around the warehouse. I don't really ask and usually just stay out of their way. This one guy, good looking I won't lie, came up, jumped up on my truck steps, and stuck his head in the window. It was 70 degrees Fahrenheit outside, so I had the windows down. He complimented my kitty area, saying that he knew a nice kitty when he saw one, and then proceeded to put his hand on my leg and asked me to go around the corner of the building in broad daylight to have some fun. I had never been propositioned like that before and laughed, removed his hand from my leg, and told him, "No thanks." I didn't know who he was, had no idea if he had a girlfriend or anything else, and really didn't feel like getting caught up in whatever drama he was representing. He got all huffy, called me names, and left. Joke's on him, though. I told his coworker about it, and I don't know what happened, but he might have been reprimanded for being a grade A jerk. Story 15. I got harassed at work once. I worked in optics, and I don't know if it was the effect of being in a darkened room doing pre-screen tests or what, but a woman touched leg and grabbed my dong. She wasn't unattractive, and I'm not a prude, but I am happily married and frankly just not interested in anyone else. As soon as the pre-screen tests were done, I asked the clinic manager if I could make a point of not serving that person again. I told them what happened, and got laughed at when I explained the incident to them. Because I'm a guy, they just assumed I would have loved it. Story 16. The closest I ever got was delivering pizza. Late night order, like 3 a.m., as we were open until 4 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays. I got to the house, and it's in the college part of town. I text the number so that I don't wake anyone up. And this super hot girl answers the door wearing very, very little. Suddenly her cat ran between her legs and took off. I set down the pizzas, and after a couple minutes, I managed to corner it under the porch and catch it. I hand it off to the girl, and she takes her cat inside. She comes back to the door topless, with a lit cigarette, and says, "Thanks for catching my cat. Smoke this and stare at my chest." So I did. And she gave me a decent tip too. Story 17. I used to work as a park ranger, and one of the parks I had to patrol was an overflow car park for a music festival not too far. When I closed down the park, there was one random car remaining. I didn't pay too much attention to it. Technically, we were supposed to write tickets to vehicles remaining locked in the park after hours, but I just didn't care and just drove away. As I was driving on the other side, I heard a girl screaming out of the top of her lung, and it freaked me out a bit. She was running around the park for a while, and the park is like 500 acres and there's multiple parking lots, so she couldn't find the car, and it was also nighttime. I told her about the ticket thing, pretended I forgot my ticket book at home, and gave her a ride to the other side of the park where her car was, and we were talking for a bit at the end, and she said, "Oh, you've been so nice to me, I wish I can give you good karma." While kind of rubbing her chest and giving me the look. I didn't catch on at first, but I asked what she meant, and she just flat out said, "Has anyone ever given you a blowy while on the clock?" She was a very pretty hippish girl, and as bad as I wanted to say yes, I had to decline. I had just started a local government job and didn't want to get fired, and was also in a committed relationship, so I had the angel and devil on my shoulders talking to me, and eventually the angel won. Story 18. When I was young, I worked at one of those one-hour photo places in the mall. When people would bring in disposable cameras that still had film in them, we would take dumb pictures in the store, then just keep those. One time I set the camera on the ground and jokingly told the girl developing the film to come stand over it, since she had a mini skirt on. She was a huge flirt, and to my surprise, she did it. More to my surprise, she developed the pictures and handed them back to me later. My response was, "Nice. Maybe next time, no innerwear." She then replies, "I don't have any on now, wanna check?" I wasn't sure if she was joking or not, so I went to call her bluff and make sure she was leaning on the front counter, and I knelt down and slid my hand up her thigh and went about halfway, expecting her to chicken out. She didn't, so I kept going up and said, "Wow, that's smooth." To this day, I kick myself for not taking her in the back room that second, and getting a taste test and banging that out, but I was so shocked and dumbfounded, I just froze up. Story 19. I was 19 and working on my family's farm while in college, mostly irrigation, tractor work, and shearing. One season, the neighboring farm asked if I'd be interested in working for them for a day or two. I jumped at the opportunity since the money was really good, and I genuinely enjoyed the physical workout. I had just gotten into rugby that year, and the farm work helped me stay in shape. My usual farm attire, jeans, Blundstones, a singlet, and a long-sleeve flannel shirt. The next few days were supposed to be around 35 degrees. I showed up early in the morning, got my gear set up, and met the father, his wife, and their daughter Rebecca, who was 2 years older than me. I met the rest of the crew, and we smashed it out. On the first day, we got most of it done. On day two, I got there around 7 a.m., and it was already 19 degrees. I briefly noticed the parents' vehicles weren't in the garage as I made my way down to the shearing sheds. By almost lunchtime, it felt like it was pushing 40. I was sweating like crazy. I pulled off my flannel, wiped my face down, and powered through the last 10 heads. Done. I took a short break and started carting my gear back to my truck. As I passed the house with my last load, I heard Rebecca call my name from behind the fly screen door. I made my way over and stood outside the screen, blind as heck from the sun. Didn't even realize she was unclothed at first. She opened the door and yanked me in fast. I remember feeling really disrespectful about walking into the house with my boots on, though that ship sailed quickly when she laid down on a towel and just said, "Bang me." I didn't think I had any energy left, but I was wrong. I like things a bit rough, and I'll never forget how cool those tiles felt while we went at it. It wasn't my first time, but that experience stuck with me. Last I heard, she has 3 kids now. Story 20. I delivered pizza in high school was I was 19 at the time, and was more on call, where when they got a delivery, I would show up. Well, I used to drive around with my girlfriend in the car, since it was time alone to hang out. I would just hop out, deliver the pizza, and on we would go. One night, I got a delivery, and when I showed up, the lady answered the door in a very thin sundress.
"You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again."
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
She was super sunburned and said she fell asleep while drinking next to the pool. She was asking my opinion if she was too burnt or looked bad, where I kinda just laughed it off, until she pulled the dress down and her package popped out. Uncomfortable little kid in me got super nervous but insisted I grab them. She grabs my hand, and I did feel them. She of course tried inviting me in and saying she had nobody to eat with, etc. I politely declined, got my $20 tip, and left. My girlfriend was in the car and saw the entire thing go down. She was furious and threatened to go back to the woman to confront the whole thing. I didn't want to risk losing my job, so I ended that. I got another call at the same address a few weeks later, this time without said girlfriend riding with me. All kinds of thoughts were going through my head of how I was going to score this time, only to show up to have her husband answer the door. She stood behind him, out of his sight, squeezing her chest and giving me a kissy face while I handed him the food. I had no idea how to handle it at all. So, I took my $10 tip and left. Story 21. I had a roommate who did renovation work on the side. One gig was a kitchen remodel for a single nurse. According to him, they got along really well, lots of chatting and joking while he worked. One afternoon she made a cheeky comment about his tool belt and asked if he'd ever thought about showing up wearing only the tool belt. He ended up spending the next 3 days there pounding his hammer. They're now happily married with 4 kids. Story 22. When I was a teenager, I was canvassing for a double glazing company. A woman opened the door in her dressing gown and kept making jokes about how she wasn't dressed. She asked if I wanted to wait inside while she changed. Confused, I declined and said I could come back later. She then said that it was really hot outside and told me that if I came in, she'd make me some fresh lemonade. I told her that I didn't want to inconvenience her and had work to do. She told me I could come back later if I got bored. When I met my colleagues at the end of the afternoon and told them the story, they explained what was actually going on. The end of a semester in college, a girl in our friend group asked me if I could come help her release a pet snake into the woods near her dorm. I wasn't really sure why she needed my help, but I'm a helpful guy. We got the snake on its way, and when we got back to her dorm, I was like, "All right, I'm gonna head out," and she said, "You don't have to go." The job I had been called for was done, so I was like, no, I don't want to intrude, I'll get out of your hair." It wasn't until an embarrassing amount of time later that I realized why I had really been called over in the first place. Story 23. I'm a general contractor and had a government contract to rehab and take care of construction stuff in low-income apartments. I replaced a GC who was fired because his men kept on having relations with the residents in exchange for stuff. So, I made a rule where my guys had to be in pairs whenever they entered an apartment. On the first day, two of my guys went into this lady's apartment to replace the front door because her old one was kicked in. She met them fully unclothed and offered to take them both on if they could also get her a new fridge. Story 24. A buddy of mine was a self-employed welder. He would do calls mostly to ranches, barns, and other rural and livestock types, usually repairing gates, corrals, and equipment. Anyhow, he showed up one day at a stable for 4-H kids. 4-H is a program across the U.S. that helps kids and teenagers with development skills in science, agriculture, community outreach, and various other programs. In this case, the 4-H club was in agriculture, so they learn how to ride horses, care for them, feed them, brush them, and all that. So, he was going to fix some fencing for the paddock. The lady who ran the stables mentioned her husband was out of town picking up a horse they bought. Long story short, she invited him inside to cool off. This is 102-degree Texas weather, so anyone would naturally take the offer. She gave him a tall glass of tea, water, and some fruit to cool off while she went to change. Within a couple of minutes, she came down the stairs in just her innards and asked if he wanted to take a nice cool shower. He told me it was really hard to say no, but he declined only because he had been cheated on before and never wanted another man to feel that pain. Story 25. When I was younger, I worked as a bouncer for nearly 15 years, plus as a valet, barback, etc. For a while, I worked in a high-end nightclub, and the single most common occurrence was being asked to join a couple. Usually, I'd be approached by the man who would introduce me to his wife. They'd chat with me. Then at some point he'd leave, and she would start heavy flirting. When I was very young, the number of older women who would aggressively ask to sleep with them was unnerving, mostly because they'd go about it in the most disrespectful and harassing ways. They weren't flirting. They were aggressively grabbing my hand as I gave back their ID and shoving it down their shirts, or absolutely going to grab my dong, or whatever else they felt like. We also hosted a sorority party once, and that was awful. I think it was like a pre-game event for them before they went to their actual night out, so it's just the sorority members, and I think too many attractive women together made it a sort of game to see who could get attention from a man. It taught me a lot about consent and victim blaming. I remember one night I was just sitting on a stool at closing, making sure people dumped any drinks before heading outside. The lights were up. It was about as chill as it gets in security, and a very drunk woman walked up to me, handed me her drink, and then leaned in and kissed me right on the mouth. I squirmed and pushed her off, and thank God her friend caught her and ushered her outside. But I remember thinking, if my girlfriend came home and said some drunk guy kissed her, I'd be pissed at her, but the same just happened to me, and it was entirely not my fault, and it completely changed the way I viewed stories of harassment and assault. The real story here, though, is that really you never want to act on any of these situations. The people who are outwardly and conventionally attractive don't need to offer a proposition for services, at least at the bar, because they can get the same services for free from any of the other guys in the bar. The people who are just doing it for a laugh, mostly the older ladies out for a night, are incredibly demeaning because it truly is the you aren't a person, you are just a representation of a good time. And that's all I need you for. The people who genuinely trade their body for entrance to a club or free drinks probably need to work on themselves, and generally need to do that work before they really want to entangle your life in theirs. It's a pretty desperate move to offer your body for a $25 cover charge. The absolute best were bachelorette parties. They'd often have these bingo cards or checklists, and it would be things like take a picture with a bouncer or give a guy your number. And they'd always be respectful and giggly. It was just some silly thing. And they'd laugh, say thank you, and move on. They'd always come up and ask first. This place was a restaurant and nightclub, and so what would happen is the hostess would try and sit them at a big table across the back and have a guy wait on them for dinner. So usually that was me. Then later on, I'd change my shirt to do security work. and the party would come up and it was all "Whoa, OMG Corp Council, it's us from dinner. Do you remember us?" And I'd be thinking, "Yeah, it was 30 minutes ago, and you were the largest table I had tonight." But instead, I'd say, "Whoa, of course that's awesome. Is everyone having fun? I don't know. They always were super fun, and I never felt like they were trying to cross boundaries. Sometimes they had their own little drama. I'd see someone crying or stomp off from the group, but it was never something security had to take care of." The saddest part was that at a high-end place I worked, there was a guy who came in regularly with different women each time. On the surface it seemed normal, but the manager told me when I started to never ask for an ID from any of his girlfriends. At the time, I didn't think much of it, but looking back I realized those women were probably being involved in some kind of sex worker's ring. Story 26. When I was 19, I worked as a window washer. I worked with a bunch of ex-convicts who were all hilarious. One day, we're on the side of a medical building. I look in and see a bunch of nurses pointing and smiling at us. We point and smile back. One of the guys I'm with grabs his phone and types on it to see if one of them is single. She grabs a notepad and writes back, "Yes." They go back and forth and set up a date later that day. The other guy I'm with typed that we were so hot and tired if one of them could flash us to help us get through the day. They laughed, and sure as heck, one of them flashed us. Great day on the job. The guy told us he ended up banging this nurse in his car after they met up for drinks. Couldn't verify its truth, but I believed him. Story 27. I almost had something with the internet repairman. There was so much chemistry between us, and we couldn't stop flirting back and forth while he was messing with the cables. The only reason I didn't hop on him is I was sure the guy I was going on dates with at the time was serious about me, and I didn't want to do anything to ruin it. He found out he was gay about 6 months in, so it didn't work out in the end. I might regret not getting with that repair guy for the rest of my life. Story 28. I worked for a fast food chain many years ago. One night, near the end of my shift, I was doing my usual walk to clean the parking lot of the usual trash, like empty paper cups and bags. At the far end of the lot, I saw two guys and a blonde girl. I couldn't see everything clearly, but one of the guys was shouting loudly, demanding, "Now suck already," or something like that. Then the other guy called out to me, saying something like, "Yo, trash guy, I've got more rubbish for you. Come and get it." I was pissed and ready for a fight, but I decided to approach and see how the situation would unfold. As I got closer, I realized the girl was giving one of the guys a blowy, while the other guy looked intimidated as he handed me his paper bag. This time he said, "Thank you." The guy getting the blowy looked shocked with his eyes wide open and asked, "Do you want to join, brother?" The girl added, "Do you?" I just gave them a skeptical look and said, "No thanks." Then the guy getting the blowy nervously said, "Please don't tell anybody," quickly adjusted himself, and all three jumped into their car and drove away. Story 29. I put an ad out on Craigslist for lockpicking. I would go to your house and let you in if you got locked out. I know. Anyway, this girl called me to her apartment. I got there, and she tells me she doesn't want to call the front desk again, because they'll charge her $80. I lean on the door and put the wrench in, then the pick, and in a second, the door is open. Rarely happens that fast, but I got lucky. She is completely blown away. She had never seen a lock get picked. She asks if I want to go inside while she gets the cash. She steps in close, and we start kissing and end up hooking up often after that. She moved away for college, graduated, got a job, and now has a son and husband. I did it because life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you could miss it. Story 30. I used to work for a trash company as a thrower, not the driver. There was this one lady on our route who asked if I could grab her trash from the porch on days she forgot to put it out by the curb. I've always liked helping people, so I didn't mind at all. I just run up her driveway, grab it, and keep it moving. One day, I ran up as usual, and she came out and said, "Honey, you're too fast. I wanted to thank you for going the extra mile," and held out a bowl. It turned out she wanted to smoke with me. She lived close to the store we usually stopped at for drinks, so after a couple of times smoking with her, I told the driver, "Just pull ahead to the store, I'll meet you there so you're not waiting." Well, one day I get there, the driver dips early, and the woman comes out, no shirt, and says, "I hope you don't mind." I just smiled and said, "No, not at all," and we smoked for a bit. But after that I was like, "All right, my driver's waiting, gotta go," and jogged up the road to catch up. I'm married and love my wife, so I didn't do anything. I wasn't offended or anything, but I definitely wasn't sticking around to see what else she had in mind. Story 31. I was fairly new in the IT field repair and have always kept myself in good shape, especially in my 20s. I played rugby, football, cricket, etc. Anyway, I went to this bloke's house who specifically booked me to look at his desktop PC. After a few minutes, I told the customer that I couldn't fix the fault. He said something like, "The issue happens when you open that specific folder." The folder was filled with unclothed pictures of him and an older dude doing it. He then tried to sit on my lap. I told him to back off and fix his own PC. The guy then had the nerve to complain to my boss, who called me before I got back to the office to find out what happened. The guy wanted me fired. I explained the situation. My boss was so apologetic and told me to call the police. All's well that ends well. A few months later, I hear word that his business has folded. Story 32. I used to live with my best friend back in the day. He used to work as one of the craftsmen on some of those HGTV shows and was a prop maker and stuff like that. During one of the HGTV show remodels for a former Victoria's Secret model, who was a body double for an extremely gorgeous actress, you definitely know, but I'm not gonna reveal here, he kept coming home talking about how she was hanging out with him at lunch, and how cool she was, and all that. My buddy has never had any challenges with women, but he's not a player or anything. He had unfortunately gotten divorced a year or two prior, and he kept asking me what I thought about this woman, and if he should act on anything. Ultimately, he decided it was better not to poop where he eats, and he left it alone. But after the shoot wrapped, and a week or two passed, she managed to find his number on an old call sheet they left behind, and I remember hearing her over the phone something like, "Oh no, the show is all done, you're taking me out." I just shrugged at him and said, "Screw it, dude." He had years of great times with her, and at one point, we all ended up moving in together while she was house shopping. Super cool lady. They've since gone their separate ways, but just saying, you never make the shots you don't take. Story 33. I worked as a driver in a local pizza shop in high school. I showed up one night, and before the door even opened, you could hear the sounds of a pleasure spree in the house. The door opens. It's a guy with just a sheet around his waist. Behind the guy I see, barely around a corner, there's a woman on her knees giving a guy some head. I hear people out of view and see bare butts jump out of view. The guy must not have told them pizza was coming, or they thought it would take longer. After he paid, he asked me if I'd like to come in. Nothing about the house looked, smelled, or sounded like a good time to me. I declined. He said, "No worries. Here's your tip then." Handed me $10 and closed the door. People are wild. Story 34. I did maintenance for a large college student housing complex for 5 years. I had a couple of instances. I like my wife and enjoy being married to her, so I would politely decline and then walk out. It's usually average-looking girls who are lonely, and I kind of feel bad rejecting them. There was one, though, who's in the top 3 hottest ladies I have ever seen in person. It was genuinely hard to walk away from that one. I do get a chuckle though, thinking that's probably the only time she's ever faced rejection. Also, if this ever happens to you and you reject their advances, tell your supervisor about it immediately. Someone who did maintenance warned me about it. Didn't think it was real, but the first girl I rejected came into the office 30 minutes later and said I tried to essay her. Story 35. I've been propositioned several times when I was a police officer, UK. My mate rode in my flat police hat. We also had the massive bell-shaped ones. I love shagging, I do. Got called to a local leisure center swimming pool, where a woman was completely pissed and with her very small child. She had downed a bottle of vodka in the changing rooms and was passed out. I went down to the changing rooms and found the woman who could barely stand. I asked the staff member who'd accompanied me to hold my hat while I bodily picked this woman up and dragged her to my car. As she handed the hat back, she said, "If you fancy some of what your hat says, you know where to find me." Also, a domestic violence victim asked me out while I had her on the speakerphone. The whole office suddenly stopped and looked at me, whilst I politely declined. Another woman, while signing my pocket notebook for a speeding offense lunch review, wrote her number in it, with a, sorry for speeding, coffee, plus multiple times of having my dong area felt up by girls in crowded pubs during fights and countless offers of handcuff me and use your truncheon on me by pissed women, all declined. Story 36. I wasn't offered a proposition, but when I was much, much younger, I worked at a gas station for about a year. A few months after I started, a blue coupe pulled up at the full-service pumps. The two guys I worked with that day, much older than me, made a big deal of making sure that I got to help this particular customer and that I should take my time. I go out to the car, and there is a middle-aged, attractive woman with long hair in the driver's seat. She had dark sunglasses on. She also wore a black short-sleeve blouse and a very short tan skirt. I greeted her and asked how I could help her. She wanted me to fill the tank, check and fill fluids, and check tire pressure and fill if necessary. She also told me to take my time. I didn't think anything of it, and when I stood up from leaning down to her window, I could see my co-workers watching from inside the garage bay. So, I get the gas flowing, and she pops the hood. As I walk by, it looks as if she's shuffling in her seat. Didn't think much of it. I lift the hood, start checking things out. Battery leads are looking gnarly and all of her fluids are super low. I poke my head around the hood, and there she is, still in the car, with her heels up on the dash, and her blouse pulled down. She had pulled her sunglasses down just enough, and our eyes met over the rims, saved by the gas cutoff. I walked past her, stealing glances the whole time, and topped off the tank. I kind of sighed, shook it out a bit, and walked back to the driver's window. She was still, going at it. I told her that all of her fluids were low and that I hadn't had a chance to check the tires. She responded, again, go slow. Again, young guy, I was 19. So, I just kind of ignored the urge to stand there and went about things. Walked back to the garage to the hooting and hollering of my co-workers. Gathered up the fluids I needed. The guys told me that this was my hazing and that this lady always seemed to know when somebody new started working there, because she would come by and do this within a few months. Apparently, she hit all of the nearby gas stations. I took the fluids back to the car, topped everything up, checked the tires. They were fine. I wrote her up a bill. Yes, my friends. That is how long ago this was. I grabbed the knuckle duster, heard an intense moan, and turned around to her panting. Cash or charge? I squeaked. She smiled. Opened the center console, everything still on display, mind you, and handed me her credit card. Carbon copy in. Ka-chunk. Carbon copy out. Here's a pen and your receipt. I'm handing them to her for a signature while she's pulling down her skirt and tucking things back into her blouse. She signs the copy, hands everything back, and I give her the receipt and her card. Tell her thank you, and to have a nice day. One corner of her mouth picked up into a sly grin. She told me to have a good day as well, turned the engine over, and headed off. It is an indelible memory. I can still see the car, what she was wearing, what she looked like, and what she sounded like. Story 37. I worked for a moving company for a while, and we had a job out in Michigan. As we were setting up in the morning, the husband was getting ready to leave for work. Before heading out, he gave me and the other mover a 10-minute speech about how great he was at Texas Hold'em poker. Then he took off for the day. The wife stayed home with us the entire time. She was unusually friendly, so much so that it stood out, compared to every other job I've done, where the wife is usually hovering around or keeping a watchful eye. This was definitely different. We stopped for lunch, and she sat down and ate with us. We were just chatting when out of nowhere she asked, "So, have either of you guys ever tried powder?" We both said no, truthfully. Later that day, I was upstairs getting ready to take the bed apart. She came into the bedroom, closed the door behind her, and kind of sheepishly said, "Hey, what's up?" I didn't even look up, just said no, and kept my eyes on the tools and parts I was working with. She left without saying anything else. To this day, I don't know if the driver or one of the other movers ended up hooking up with her. I never asked. Story 38. Out of high school, I worked in a fabrication shop that constructed handmade steel and iron accessories, the kind of stuff you find in rich houses that were overly extravagant and obviously expensive to look at. I got hired basically to keep the old man busy. He was who started the shop as a blacksmith and had retired but wouldn't slow down and kept constantly being in the shop, harassing employees and just generally kind of disrupting production. Really old school Italian, probably 5'5" with hands that were big as baseball gloves and skin that was equally just like leather. Real tough cookie and stickler for the old school way of doing stuff, hence why he was constantly giving the employees a hard time. Anyway, I was just essentially supposed to be his gopher boy and keep him busy with my presence. He had plenty to teach me about the proper way to cut grass, how to drive an old tractor, how to dodge tools being thrown at you while you're picking up scraps from the shop floor too slowly for his liking, that sort of thing. One day, we needed something from town, and the boss gave me the keys to the company truck to run out quickly and grab whatever it was. The old man sees me get into the car, waves me down as I'm leaving, and grabs my arm with the strength of a shoreman trying to tie down a mainsail in a storm. He looks me in the eyes and tells me, "You listen now, and you listen well. I don't care where you go, I don't care who you see, I don't care who asks you. When the woman at home tells you to come inside, you say no and you get the money instead. You never take the woman, you see, you always take the money." I won't lie, as an 18-year-old, I was really digging the prospect of getting propositioned by bored housewives daily. But truthfully, I was more scared of getting buried under the old man's tomato plants if I ever came back without the money. Story 39. Part of my job involves disconnecting utilities, power, and water. Usually when people haven't paid their bills, it's not the most glamorous part of the job, and it can be awkward or even confrontational at times. But occasionally, something else entirely happens. Over the years, I've been hit on more than a few times while doing a disconnect, usually while the husband or boyfriend wasn't home. Some of these women were very attractive, and in a different life, I might have been tempted, but I've never once reciprocated. There are a few reasons for that. First, I'm not about to be the guy who ruins someone's marriage or gets caught up in unnecessary drama. It's just not worth it. Second, I'm in a committed relationship with someone I love and I'm not a cheater, plain and simple. Third, and maybe most practically, if something were to actually happen, I could lose my job over it. Worse yet, I might end up being the one left with their unpaid bill hanging over me. I'm already just getting by paying my own, let alone someone else's utilities. I'd be lying if I said the idea wouldn't have sounded appealing back when I was 18, single, and a little more naive. But even then, I think I would have known better than to go down that road. The risk just isn't worth the fantasy. The best move is to keep it professional, keep it moving, and stay out of trouble. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So, you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So, whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.